Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Shin Ayin Aleph. We are up to Siv Dalad. We're on the last word of page Reish Lamed Ches. We're about to turn on to page 476. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Echad min ha-chotzer shemeis b'shabbos. A member of the chotzer dies on Shabbos. So then, it depends on a few things. Im Erev, if he contributed to the Erev, afilu yurasho echad mibnei hashuk eino oser, even if the one who inherits the house lives in the shuk, he doesn't live in the chatzer, he's not going to aser. Vin lo Erev, but if the original person who lived in the chatzer did not contribute to the Erev, so then im yurasho echad min hashuk, if a person from the shuk inherited his house, kolzman she'enu bo lodur imohem eino oser, so long that he does not come to live in that house, he does not aser on them. But bo lodur b'shabbos bebeis morisho, but if he comes to live on Shabbos in the house of the one who he inherited from, then he's oser. V'im yurasho echad b'bnei ha-chatzer, and if one member of the chatzer dies and another member of the chatzer inherits his house, so im erav hayorish, if the one who inherits made an erav, v'hayador im hamorish v'bayis echad, and he lived together with the morish in one house, let's say it was his son, so eino oser, he will not aser, afal pishalo erav hamorish, even though the father, the one who died, did not give in to the erav. V'im lo hayadar im hamorish, and if he lived in the chatzer but not together with the morish, elo b'bayis acher shebechatzer, rather he lived in a different house in the chatzer, oser afal pi she'erav hayorish, then he will aser, even though he already contributed to the eriv, kevan shelo erav hamorish, since the one who died did not give in to the eriv. V'im mi ba'od yom meis, that was all talking about if he dies on Shabbos. If before Shabbos he dies, v'yirasho echad min hashuk, and a member from the shuk inherits the house, hareza oser, then he will aser. V'hu shebo hayoresh bebeis morisho b'Shabbos, only assuming the yoresh comes into the morish's house on Shabbos. A very confusing sif. We're going to start it again now, and we're going to go piece by piece with the Mishavura. So the first point of the Mechaber was, echad min hachotzer shemeis b'Shabbos. One of the members of the chatzer dies on Shabbos. So on that, the Mishavura says in Sefkatan Tezvav, V'hu adin im haya hamorish echad min hashuk. The same case can be if the one who died was actually from the shuk, but he has a house in his chatzer. So talui gam came be'erav v'lo erav. That would also be dependent on what we're going to see shortly, whether he contributed to the erav or not. Elostamid demilsuk eshudar b'ashuk einu ma'ariv alabayi sheyesh lo b'chatzer. Just the same case of a person who's living in the shuk but has a house in the chatzer, the assumption is since he doesn't live there, he does not contribute to the erav. L'hachi nokar ha-mechaber echem in ha-chatzer shemes. Therefore, the Mechaber chooses a case to discuss where it's a member of the Chatzer who died, and then we can discuss if he yes contributed, if he didn't contribute, because that's a more likely scenario with a person who lives in the Chatzer than a person who lives in the Shuk. So again, the first point of the Mechaber was a person who has a house in the Chatzer and lives there, dies on Shabbos. So he said it depends. If he contributed to the Erev, afilu yurasho echad b'bnei ha-shuk eino oser, even if the one who inherits from him lives in the shuk, he will not aser. Says the Mishabura Tazayin, shemeis b'shabbos, so the person who had the house in the chatzer dies on Shabbos, was alomer v'lo hinia b'nei beis v'bayis, he died and left over no other family members in the house, v'im kein, and if so, kevan shemeis batal ha-Erev, once he dies, now the Erev is nullified. V'yirasho echad min ha-shuk, and a member from the shuk inherits his house, u'ba lodur sham b'Shabbos, and he comes to live there on Shabbos. V'hu halo lo hiniach erev mibod yom. This person who inherited the house from the shuk did not leave an erev from before Shabbos. Afilu hachi eino osra al b'nei ha-chatzer. Even though he comes in the middle of Shabbos and he never contributed to the erev, he will not ruin the erev. Dekevon shehutu ben ashmashos be'erev hamorish hutu l'chol ha-Shabbos. Since the one who died contributed to the erev, and he died on Shabbos after the Erev took effect, so we say, once it was mutter in this chatzer, it remains mutter. So that's the first case of the Mechaber. A person living in the chatzer dies on Shabbos, and he had contributed to the Erev. So he said, even if he's inherited by a person of the Shuk, he will not aser, for the reason that we just said. Then the Mechaber says, v'im lo Erev, but if the person who lives in the chatzer dies, and he did not contribute to the Erev, so then im yirasho echem min ha-shuk, if someone from the Shuk inherits the house, kolzman she'enu bo lodur imohim, so long he does not come to live in the chatzer with them, eino oser, Says the Mishnah Berura Sekatan Yazayim, V'im lo eruv gamze mayri she'ein lo b'nei bayisham. This is also discussing a case where he dies and leaves no family members over in that house. So if the one who inherits him is from the Shuk, so long he doesn't come to live with them in the house of the Chatzar on Shabbos, Einu Oser Sekatan Yudches, after Nesar B'tchilas HaShabbos Machmas HaMorish Shalo Erev in B'nei HaChatzar, even though the Erev was puzzled, was also to carry in this Chatzar from the beginning of Shabbos because of the one who died, that he did not contribute to the Erev with the members of the Chatzar. Mikol makom still, kishemes, when he dies on Shabbos, v'nishar habayis below dayorin, and now the house is left over with no dwellers, lo chashiva les, or it's not considered usher. So here the Mishnah Berura is saying a very big chiddush of the Mechaber, that even though when Shabbos started it was usur because he did not contribute to the Erev, but now in the middle of Shabbos he dies and someone inherits from outside and he doesn't come to live there, then it becomes mutter. And the Be'er Halacha brings from many other Mefarshim that argue on the Mechaber. If you look in the Vermaskel Kozman She'enu Ba, he says, Ayin Mishnah Berura, V'nei HaMechaber Sosam Kedas HaRosh V'Ateisus, Aval Ein Din Zabar, this is very not poshut, the HaRashba in the Avodas HaKodesh V'chein B'Chidusha of Cholei, because the Rashba argues on this. Really, he holds the Kevan Shenesa L'Mikta Shabbos, since it was usher to carry in this chotzer for part of Shabbos when the Morish was still alive and he did not contribute to the Erev, Nesar L'Kola Shabbos, it is usher for the whole Shabbos. And at the very end of the Be'er Halacha, he writes, V'ayim B'Be'er Agro, Sheheir Gam Kein Bazeh, U'mashma D'daito Notol Das HaRashba. The Gra leans to the side of the Rashba that it remains Aser, V'alkein L'maisa Tzarechim, therefore even the Mechaber says it will not Aser, it's really not so Pashit, it's Tzarechim. Continues the Mechaber, so he said again, if the person from the Chatzar dies and he did not contribute to the Erev, someone from the Shuk inherits him, so long he doesn't come to live there, the Mechaber says he doesn't Aser, but if he comes to live there on Shabbos in the house of the Morish, then he will Aser. Says the Mishnah Berura of Katan Yutes, Kevan Diyesh Ata Bailam Adira, because now there are Bailam in Adira, and therefore Oser, Aser is Albanea Chatzar, Achi Batal Rishusu, until he nullifies his Rishus, and basically removes himself from the Chatzar, it's going to be Aser. We'll see the idea of Bittul Rishus, Kilakamon, Besimin Shinpei. Continues the Mechaber. Till now we're discussing the one who inherits, the person of the Chatzar who died is a person who lives in the Shuk. Now the Mechaber switches over in the third line of 476 and says, V'im Yirasho Echad Mibnei Chatzar. If one member of the Chatzar dies, another member of the Chatzar inherits him. So he said, if they live together in the same house, so then he's not going to aser. Afal pi shelo erev hamorish, even if the morish did not contribute to the erev, but the yoresh who lived in the same house contributed to the erev, and therefore it's not going to aser. Sifkat and chof, afal pi shelo erev hamorish, shebnei beiso shalodim ma'arvin lo shelo midaito. Members of one's own household, we learned, could be ma'ariv without the das of their father. And therefore, if the son, if that's the relationship, the son already contributed to the Erev, so that even if the father died and the father didn't contribute, that will not aser. But then the Mechaber says, V'im lo hayadar shamim hamorish, but if they didn't live together in the same house, ela babayis acher shabachatzer, but rather the Yoresh lived in a different house of the chatzer of the morish, so then it will aser afal pish erev ayoresh. So even though the yoresh contributed to the erev, but now he inherited a house from the morish in the middle of Shabbos, and the morish did not contribute to the erev, that will ruin the erev. Says the Mishnah Berura of Katan Chaf Aleph, im ha-morish, v'after gam ato lo ba loder b'bayi sheyorosh. Even though the yoresh inherited now a second house in the chatzar and he didn't move into it, mikomakom still, kevan diyesh lo bayis ba'uso chatzar, since he has a house in that chatzar, shadarbo that he lives in, v'roi lo lehishtamesh gam ba'uso b'bayi sheyorosh, and now it's fitting for him to make use of the house that he inherited, chashvinon ki'ilu nichnas loderbo. We view it as if he moved into the new house, v'have dira b'baylim, and therefore he asers, if katan chabez, afal even though the Yoresh made an Erev of the house that he lives in, but since in the middle of Shabbos he was Yoresh, another house in the Chatzar where the Morish did not contribute to the Erev, and it was not counted in his Erev, and even though he didn't move in there, since he's able to use that house for any Tashmishim, it's considered he moved in there, and the Erev will be no good. The last point of the Mechaber was that if a new case, the person from the Chatzar did not die on Shabbos, he died before Shabbos. Imi ba'od yom meis, v'yirosho, the Mechaber says, Echad min ha-shuk, So he died before Shabbos. Someone from the Shuk inherited from him before Shabbos. Hareza Oser, then he will Aser. But only if Ahusha Bahayorish Bebes Marisha B'Shabbos, only if he comes in the middle of Shabbos to this house. Says the Mishaburas, if Katnach of Gimel Imibod Yomes. So Kanu Chilak Bein Erev Lo Erev. Here the Mechaber does not make the chiluk like he made before, whether he contributed to the Erev or not. The Afilu Erev, because even if the person who died contributed to the Erev of the Chatzar, Kevan Shemeis Mibod Yom, since he dies in this case before Shabbos, Batal Eruvo. Anyway, his Erev is Batal, Fahavi Kalo Erev, and it's as if he did not make an Erev. Sevkatan Chavdala V'Yerosho Echav Min Ashuk. The Ilu V'Yerosho Echav Min HaChatzar, because if a member of the Chatzar would have inherited his house from before Shabbos, Chol HaErev Shemaniyap Bishul Beiso Shadar Bo Gamal Ba'ezeh. So then, as we know, the real time of an Erev kicking in, like we learned before, is when Shabbos starts. So since he inherited his house before Shabbos, the Erev that he contributed on behalf of his first house would cover his second house as well. And therefore, discussing Dafka, the house gets inherited from a person of the Shuk, is going to Aser, assuming he comes in the middle of Shabbos, if Katan Chav Hei, Vahu Shabbo Lodur, but he came to live in the house in the middle of Shabbos, Vahavele Dira Bebailim, and now it becomes a Dira Bebailim, Vahu Halola Erev, and he did not contribute to the Erev, and therefore, it will pass. Says the Mechaber Vaitasev, hey, Yisrael v'ger shayudorim b'chotzer. You have a Yisrael and a ger that are dwelling in a chotzer together. Umeis ha-ger mibod yom, and the ger dies before Shabbos. V'hechzik Yisrael acher b'nechosav. And a different Yisrael grabbed onto the nechosav of the ger that become hefka when he dies. Afilu lo hechzik atche chashecha. Even if the other Yisrael only grabbed on to the Rishus of the Ger after Shabbos started, Oser, that will Aser the Erev Ad Shivatel Rishuso Kishar Yorish, until he nullifies his Rishus, like we mentioned before, like any other Yorish. However, Meis Mishach HaShecha, if the Ger dies only after Shabbos starts, Eina Machzik Oser, then no matter what, whoever takes his house will not Aser, Shebeheter HaRishon Omeid, since it was Mutter when Shabbos came in and the Ger was alive and they had an Erev, so now that the Ger died in the middle, it doesn't matter who comes in, that Shabbos is going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura Sepkoton Chof Vov. Yisrael v'ger shayudarim. Mayri kesheirvu biyachad. We're talking about a case where Yisrael and a ger are living in a chatzar together and they made an eruv. Ulakach eino oser eloke shemeis hager mibodyom. Therefore, as we just discussed, it would only aser if the ger dies before Shabbos. Shebotel ha'eruv shalo. In that case, the eruv is going to be botel because he died before Shabbos. Sekadon chavzayin v'helzik Yisrael acher b'nechasav. Another Yisrael grabbed onto his nechasim. Di'ilu helzik oser Yisrael hadarsham. Because if the Yisrael who lived together with the ger grabbed onto the ger's house after the ger died, b'chol gavni mutter, of course that would be mutter, d'harehu nisha yochid b'chatzero, because now the Yisrael is the only person who is living in the chatzer. He lives in his house and he now owns the house of the ger as well. V'hu adin kishalo hechzik odem klal b'chatzer ze b'shabes zo de mutter. And so too, not only if the original Yisrael with the ger takes over the ger's reshus is a mutter, but even if no one takes it over, it's also mutter, because now it's a house without Bailam, and therefore it would be mutter. The only issue comes up if someone else comes in and takes the ger's house. Now the ger contributed to the Erev with Yisrael, but now the ger died, another Yisrael takes over. We said, even if he takes it over on Shabbos, he will aser. Sivkoton chavches afilo hechzik, rotzalomer. Afal pisha beknisas shabbos. Even though when Shabbos entered, so long the new Yisrael did not come into the house of the ger, so that house of the ger was empty, was a dira below bailam, and it didn't aser on the other yid. Even so, ein omrim ba Shabbos kevan shehutra hutra. We don't say in this case kevan shehutra hutra. Hoil v'haisa ruuya lahachzik ba mibodyom. Since that house was available, the ger died before Shabbos, from before Shabbos, that house was already available for someone to be mahal. So therefore, even though it was a deer with Beli Bailim, but it was really up for grabs, and therefore it was like the heter that Shabbos started with was Talui V'Omid, it was like hanging and standing. It wasn't clear from the beginning that it would remain Mutter the whole Shabbos, because we knew at any moment someone could be Machzik in his Rishus. So therefore, even if he grabs on Ad Shechashecha, he waits till Shabbos starts to grab on. And he comes in the middle of Shabbos to start living in that house, he's gonna aser. Sivkatan lami kishar yorish, until he's mavatel rishus like any other yorish. It means to say, We view the person who grabbed onto the nechasim of the ger like one who inherited the nechasim of his father. That it would help if he's mevatel rishus. We'll see later in Shin Pei Aleph. Siv Katan Lamed Aleph. The Mechaber said at the end, but if the ger dies mishechashecha after Shabbos already started, so then the machzik will not aser because it already has the original heter. Says the Mishabur Rotzalom, Arkevan shebechnisas haShabbos hayom mutter machmas eruvah shal ger. Since when Shabbos started, you had two people living there, the Yisrael and the ger, and their eruv was intact. After kishemeis batal eruvo, even though when he dies, the eruv becomes batal. Aminon kevan shehutra hutra. In that case, we would say kevan shehutra hutra. Let's just see one more bir halacha. The Ramaska v'hu shebuha yorish. Connects to what we discussed in the last year. Hikshu Achron, the Achronim ask over here. Hakevan de mitchila Shabbos hayadira belobaylim. In the case of the ger died before Shabbos and no one was machzik till Shabbos, why does that become usher? When Shabbos started, it was adira belobaylim. Velohaya usher dira al bnei chotzer, and that doesn't usher on the bnei chotzer. So amaylo nema, why don't we say kevan shochochro kahidah sebeis? Like we said in sebeis, if a person is living there and he leaves for Shabbos, not planning on coming back, even if he ends up coming back, he doesn't usher because kevan shochochro here also. The ger died before Shabbos. It was adira belobaylim. When Shabbos came in, it was mutter. Now someone's machzik on Shabbos comes in. Why does he aser it? Specifically in Siv Beis Shehoya Kan, where he started off living in this chatzer. And then before Shabbos he decided to leave. We say that he put it out of his mind, the idea of coming back that day. Then we'll say in that case, even though it happens that he comes back, which is not the case over here, lo amrinan klal shahayoresh yisiyah daito be'ez tchilas k'nizah Shabbos shalo lovo klal b'Shabbos lo der b'bayis. We can't say in this case at all that the Yoresh was Meisiach Das when Shabbos started, that he wasn't going to come on Shabbos. Because when Shabbos started, it wasn't his house yet. The Ger died before Shabbos, and he was only Masakit on Shabbos. And therefore, in that case, like the Mishabura said, it was Tluya Va'omeh the Heter. We wouldn't say in that case, Ho'il V'Hutra Hutra. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem next time with Sivov.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.